here's a story from The World.
You've heard it said many times, the globe is facing an unprecedented challenge, trying to immunize everyone on Earth. First, you need enough shots, then you need to get the vaccines where they need to go, and you got to get people to trust that the vaccine is safe. All week, we'll be exploring the challenges of outreach in hard-hit, historically marginalized communities. We're visiting Pakistan, France, the UK, and China. To get us started, let me turn to The World's Alana Gordon, who covers global health for the show. Alana, one of the main groups behind the global response is UNICEF, the UN's Child Emergency Fund. What exactly is UNICEF's role here?
So, Marco, UNICEF has for years led global efforts in vaccinating kids. And now they're one of the leads on COVID-19 vaccine efforts through the main global initiative COVAX that's focused on vaccine equity. And that's especially for low-income countries around the world.
Yeah, UNICEF has led the way on vaccine campaigns for kids for decades, right?
They have. And obviously, this effort now is for a much broader adult population. I spoke with Dr. Robin Nandy about this. He's chief of immunizations for UNICEF. He is excited about this massive effort.
The days are crazy these days, as you can imagine.
And he says UNICEF is wearing multiple hats. They are getting the vaccines to places, and then once there, they're working on outreach.
We need to ensure that the countries have the capacity to deliver the vaccines, so the workforce, logistics to deliver the vaccines. And on the other hand, the people that they're delivering vaccines to are ready to accept the vaccines.
Right. So how is UNICEF taking on that second part, dealing with the outreach?
So they've historically done a lot with this in engaging communities. It's also about clear communication about the COVID-19 vaccines. So they've developed manuals and toolkits. The level, though, of misinformation online now and in social media, that has meant whole new efforts in communities, specifically on the online stuff. But Nandy Marco also says that there's something bigger at play right now. It's about an overall trust in government.
The way that countries have dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a lot of distrust. Distrust in the system, distrust in the establishment, distrust in science in some cases. And this needs to be brought back.
And this is building on, Marco, 12 months where health systems have taken such a big hit. Nandy says what's really critical to a successful delivery of COVID-19 vaccines and those outreach efforts we're going to be hearing about is how communities trust and perceive their governments as being credible.
Yeah, and in that way, Alana, it strikes me that this vaccine campaign is about more than just jabs and arms to fight COVID-19.
Yeah, it's a lot more when you think about it. So if the effort goes well, this can mean actually a big boost for public health long term. But if it's a challenge and things go wrong, then on the other hand, this could have ripple effects well beyond just this one vaccine and virus. And in that way, Marco, the stakes couldn't be higher.
The World's Alana Gordon, thank you for this.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.